どうもありがとう。悪魔と獣人の子供たち。
Hey everybody, it's Jamie, and I haven't really done a lot of new shows recently. As I'm sure you've probably noticed, they've all been reruns. I'm going to change that eventually. But I'm changing it right now, really, because it is Raise Your Voice. It is time to donate to CFMU. This show has been running for, I don't even know, well over a decade. And I appreciate those who have stuck with time changes and all these things. Maybe it's been 2 decades now. Jeez, I think it has been like 20 years. Underestimating myself. Anyway, there's nowhere else where you're going to hear random Japanese music of all varieties, especially in the Hamilton area. But no matter what area you're living in, you should consider donating. CFMU.ca/fundraising. That was Blues Creation from the live album. Now, I just finished rereading Julian Cope's amazing book, Japrock Sampler, which is all about, to be honest, it's Japanese pop music, rock and roll from like the 50s onward, which is kind of cool. It does stop around like 1980, I think. But I'm going to play all that stuff today, just because I can. It's going to be experimental weirdness and psychedelic stuff like that. We'll end with my favorite. I've played them on the show before. I actually meant to play Love Will Make a Better You, possibly my favorite quote-unquote classic rock song from Japan, and I forgot to get it. But don't worry about it. I'll play it another time. You've probably heard it if you listen to this show. Anyway, gonna keep on going. Don't even know with what. Let's just find out together, shall we? 93.3 CFMU, cfmu.ca/fundraising.
Thank you.
Akira Ishikawa and Count Buffaloes from the album Uganda. Akira Ishikawa, an important man on the scene back in the early 1970s in the Tokyo music scene. Definitely worth checking out the entire album Uganda. Akira Ishikawa. I said Gawa. It's Ishikawa and Count Buffaloes. Really, really cool stuff. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're delving back into the 70s, doing all the psych and weirdness, and we got a longish track. Well, they're all kind of long, given the genre. We got a longish track coming up from the East Bionic Symphonia. We're going to check that out. But I wanted to remind you, it is fundraising. That's why I'm here live and in person. Well, no, it's pre-recorded, but come on. I got to work Monday morning. It's Sunday night. Give me a break. Anyway, CFMU has done something kind of unprecedented in Canadian media, Canadian campus media, community radio. Our parent company, CFMU Radio Incorporated, has now taken under its umbrella the Silhouette. Yes, the 95, 96-year-old newspaper here on campus will now be actually owned and operated by CFMU Radio, Inc. Now, this fundraiser is still just for CFMU. We have different funding sources. We are independent creatures. We will be doing our own thing. You will notice no changes except for better programming, especially on Morning File, where we'll now have a team to do actual news 5 days a week. I'm excited. I mean, this is a very, very cool thing that we've not really had the resources before. It's increased our resources. It has made both entities stronger. It's a good thing. We're excited about it. But it's never been done before. And also, it makes our newsroom the biggest one in the area, which is not right, but I'll talk more about that later. Anyway, it's a very cool thing. It's taken a lot of human resources. It's taken a lot of effort. And we hope that you now in the Hamilton community can step up and show your appreciation by donating to 93.3 CFMU, a not-for-profit entity. We remain You can find the information at cafmu.ca/fundraising. You can use PayPal, credit card, Patreon, whatever you like. East Bionica. Nope, that's wrong. East Bionic Symphonia is the name of what we're going into right now. And it's probably weird. I haven't listened to this in a long time, but you know what? I don't care. Weird is good. I hope you dig it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Independent media, we say it every year, it is always important now. We always say every year it's now more important than ever, but it actually is. In Hamilton, what's happening around us? CHML, whether you like their programming or not, it was important to a lot of community groups, and there was conversation. It's gone. The Spectator doesn't have an office anymore, and they have a really small staff compared to what they used to have. The CBC, Hamilton, has always been fairly small. CHCH, I'm not even sure what's going on with. We've lost weeklies like View. I'm telling you, there's not a lot out there. We do our very best to bring videos. We bring some blog content. Not nearly enough, but that's going to change. And, of course, all of our shows. And then forget about even, like, the important stuff. How about the fun stuff like this? Octopus Army running for more than 20 years. I just confirmed that. And yeah, great music that you can't hear anywhere else. Supporting local music. We put on the show at the Casbah last month with a bunch of local bands to support the, salute farewell, an important local venue. We're going to be doing a fundraising show coming up. It's important to push genres people don't know as well. And local music, even though there's an internet, there's not a live human like me picking songs like this kooky number by Data Tenryu on Octopus Army, cfmu.ca/fundraising.
Bye.
your run, you say. What do you need anything else for? What do you need money for? Well, yeah, we're volunteer run. I work here. I'm Jamie. I'm the program director and the host of Get Lit and the host of This Octopus Army. By the way, that was from the album 1971, a band called Datenryu. It's a bit of a tongue twister for me, and I speak Japanese. Anyway, we have so many volunteers, and their work is incredible, and they do great stuff. But it is not cheap to pay the people to oversee 247 7 days. Yeah, no, the seven covers of 7 days all year long. Not that we're making a lot of money, but, you know, it costs money to have staff who you need to help guide the volunteers. We have had so many technical things this year. New audio gear. We are switching from an outdated system on copper wire that delivers our signal to our transmitter. That's going over the internet because they're not going to support the old system anymore. We're changing our IT team, so we need to buy new servers and firewalls and things like that. There's always something that is remarkably expensive, and our budget is small. So we reach out to you in the community. If you've listened to CFMU and you appreciate what we do, please help us out. CFMU.ca/fundraising. If you want to talk to a live person, you can try Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. You can call 528-9888. That's in the 905. That's the old school way to do it. But I can't guarantee someone will pick up. Hopefully they will. Anyway, I said I was going to play some favorites. I lied. I am going to play Love, Live, Life Plus One. But first, these guys who I saw just before Joe passed away, sadly, I managed to see this band. Finally, Flower Traveling Band. This is the song that was a hit in Japan and nowhere else except Canada. Satori Part 2. Going to leave you with two things. Number one, please support what we do at 93.3 CFMU. Go to cfmu.ca/fundraising and help us out. The other thing is this banger. Love Live Life Plus One, bit of a 70s supergroup of psychedelic maniacs from Japan. This is Love Will Make a Better You. This has been Octopus Army. I'm Jamie. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to Niche Album Nights on 93.3 CFMU. I'm Darcy, your host, here to introduce to you some albums that you might not have heard of before, but you are definitely hearing now. And, well, the snow may have melted, but I fear it has frozen instead. So while we have fewer puddles, we have more ice, which is a shame. I suppose this is a little bit to be expected in early March, but It is still a pity. Oh well. At least I'm not trudging through knee-high snow on my way to the station again. Now for a bit of business. You've probably heard of this already, but the CFMU station is doing our annual fundraiser. Because we are a community, volunteer-run station, we are chronically underfunded. And our equipment is, to put it very bluntly, expensive.